Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Jesse Ruiz. He's a Democratic candidate for Attorney General. He's currently the president of the Chicago Park District Board. Mr. Ruiz, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start having the candidates in for Attorney General for the Democratic nomination. There's eight of you running for this office. And obviously, attention flows to the top of the ticket and the governor's race, particularly now that there's a governor's race on both sides, apparently. But I wanted to have you on. I mean, obviously, you had to be, like everybody else, surprised when Lisa Madigan decided that she was not going to seek re-election.
In fact, I was. I was out of town, and she's a friend. And I learned from my wife that Lisa was about to announce that she was not going to seek a fifth term. And I have actually expressed to Lisa and Attorney General Madigan and prior years of my interest in that office, because I think it's one of the best jobs, if not the best job, in government. And it's the one that I would actually run for, and now I'm doing so.
Why do you feel it is the best job?
Well, especially now, when, frankly, we were just listening to that clip, when you have a president who starts his political career by denigrating Mexican Americans, by denigrating subsequently new groups all the time. And so it's the last line of defense against an administration who's affronting our rights, our constitutional rights. And this is a constitutional moment of truth in our country. And so Democratic attorney generals have stood up and have challenged the president and have won in court consistently. And so it's especially a time when this office is critical, in addition to protecting consumers, in addition to protecting our environment, in addition to ensuring that we have open, honest, and transparent government. And, you know, we also have a suit because the Trump Justice Department didn't want to pursue a consent decree with the city of Chicago following the report that came out just a year ago yesterday, following the Laquan McDonald shooting. So that's also going to be a critical new function of the Attorney General.
I want to ask you about the balance here, because a number of the candidates seeking this office have made the Trump presidency kind of this is the forefront, that they're the vanguard to fight that. What is the priority, though? I mean, balancing that versus the other duties of the office.
Sure. It's an additional line of work that unfortunately we have to do, but it's about protecting people's rights. It's about being the people's lawyer, their advocate, and if their rights are being affronted, we have to step up no matter where it's coming from. If it's coming from their Equifax leaking out their personal information and protecting their privacy, if it's against drug companies who are colluding to artificially inflate prices on drugs, people need to survive and to live, be healthy, all those areas, whatever they, and the priorities change from time to time. I know when Lisa first came into office, we had a methamphetamine problem. That's not as important now as, and thankfully that's been addressed partly to her efforts, but now we have an opioid crisis. And so we have to address that and turn our focus. So it's constantly changing, new challenges, new issues that we have to confront, but we must confront them.
You just mentioned the opioid crisis, and, you know, a number of county state's attorneys also have, joined in suing.
Including the city of Chicago,
yes,
as well.
Which, I mean, does that represent kind of a new kind of, I'm not sure that I've seen that much of a coordinated effort on behalf of the legal system in government.
And that's where the Attorney General's office can play a role to convene as the chief legal officer of the state of Illinois, to convene all those other law enforcement offices, and those truly are law enforcement offices, and state's attorneys all over the state, and municipalities like the city of Chicago that are stepping up and leading the charge of coordinating, which is what Democratic attorney generals across the country are doing. You see more and more that they're, joining together. It was the attorney generals of Hawaii and Washington State who first challenged the travel ban a year ago and were successful. And so they're getting better, and given the challenges that are coming out of the Trump White House, they're getting a lot of practice, unfortunately.
We're speaking with Jesse Ruiz, Democratic candidate for Attorney General. He's also the Chicago Park District Board President. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin on this chilly Sunday morning in downtown Chicago. I'm here in the Allstate Showcase studio with Jesse Ruiz, who's a Democratic candidate for Attorney General, trying to give some of these candidates a bit of attention as we move closer to the March 20th Democratic primary. And Jesse, just give us the short backgrounder on your bio, if you will.
Son of Mexican immigrants. Dad came here as a migrant farm worker. Not much formal education, but eventually landed with my mother in the south side of Chicago in the Roseland neighborhood where I grew up and my mom still lives. Then went down to the University of Illinois, earned my economics degree, and came back, worked in the steel industry for a few years. Went back to live in Roseland, got involved in the community, started Little League teams, did junior achievement, the local grammar school, youth motivation program at Bowen High School, and then went back to school, went to law school, where I got to get to know Elena Kagan, who's my civil procedure professor, and Barack Obama, who I got to know, and turns out he had been a community activist in Roseland, and four blocks from where my home is, so we struck up a friendship over that common experience, and then been practicing law for the past 21 years, and all the time engaged in public service, primarily in public education, the State Board of Education, the Chicago Board of Education, interim CEO of Chicago Public Schools, U.S. Department of Equity, Excellence, and Equity and Excellence Commission. And so now I want to put all that public service experience and my legal skills to work as the next Attorney General of Illinois.
One of the things that, and it comes up, I think, virtually every time, and even with Lisa Madigan having been in the office all the time, is the issue about public corruption and the role of the Attorney General in public corruption. And, you know, questions about, you know, has Lisa done enough? Or just what can the Attorney General's office do when it comes to public corruption?
It can do a lot, and it needs expanded authority. That's why my first day in office, that's what I'll try to do, get statewide grand jury authority. Also,
Roland Burris tried that.
Yeah, well, we're going to
continue to try that. That was a long time ago.
And, you know, there's some members of the General Assembly who are in this race now who have not tried that. And so we need those enhanced tools to make sure we can root up corruption wherever it is. But also just, you know, setting the standard. We have the Open Meetings Act, and I constantly critique my former colleagues at the Chicago Board of Education. They don't do board briefings in public. When I was chair of the State Board of Education, I would spend 2 days a month in Springfield. One full day was full board briefings, committees of the whole, where everyone got to see the entire work of the board in public, in a public open meeting. And I think that instilled trust and confidence in that way. The ethics of the organization and the integrity of the organization was there for everyone to see. There were no backroom deals, and so when I'm Attorney General, I will make sure that those meetings happen in public so that we make sure there are no backroom deals. We have trust, and there's integrity in all the systems. And, you know, frankly, also having an example of standing up, I was the first person who called out the hiring of the general counsel at CPS and reported that to the chief ethics officer that eventually led to Forrest Claypool having to resign. You know, I've always spoken out regardless of the situation, and he was a colleague at the time, and he's a good man, but he made a mistake. And even though people are your colleagues or your friends, if they make a mistake, you have to call it out, and I've always done that in my career.
Well, just touching back on statewide grand juries, and of course, one of the issues that has traditionally gone nowhere is the concern that it's the issue of a turf war between the local state's attorneys and the attorney general, as well as potential of abuse by an attorney general to try to go after political enemies.
Sure. No, and I understand that, but I think the climate is ripe now for folks across our state and across our country who want to make sure that we have the open, honest, and transparent government we're paying for and we deserve. And so I think even the state's attorneys across the state would acknowledge that climate is here, and we're all going to keep each other in check, but it's an expanded authority that will help the Attorney General go further in this work.
What other priorities are you looking at?
You know, again, the opioid crisis is something we have to address and go after those drug manufacturers who know that these drugs are being overprescribed and know that they can't, you know, that the rate of these drugs going out in our communities is just so exaggerated. And they should be held accountable and responsible for that. And again, the consent decree that Attorney General Madigan was right to pick up the baton when the Trump Justice Department dropped it, wouldn't pursue it. You know, we need to make sure that we work and support our police department and our law enforcement, not only in Chicago, but you know, there's been recent news of the shootings in suburban police departments as well that don't go investigated. So make sure we work in enforcing that consent decree. Probably the next several attorney generals will be living with that consent decree because they tend to go on for a while. We've had those in education. They go on for decades. And so making sure we work to support the department, but also make sure that they change and we bring about the changes into training and the supports we provide our police department and the accountability so that we have the police department that will be working to protect the community and have the faith in the community that allows them to do their job more easily as well.
Is there a balance, too, here again with the issue of, you know, law enforcement and you as attorney general would be the top law enforcement legal officer mm-hmm. in the state? And, you know, obviously we see this kind of tension here between more accountability. We now have seen a history of troubling events in Chicago and around the country,
sure.
As well as, you know, giving law enforcement the tool they need.
Sure, it's a balance. I mean, there's great, great officers, you know, throughout the department, throughout our state, that put their lives on the line every day for us and to serve and protect us honorably. Some of the culture and some of the supports have to change. How are they trained? Are they, you know, do they have continuing professional education requirements? Now, as a lawyer, I even have to you know, have diversity training as part of my ongoing CLE credit requirements. I have to have mindfulness training. You know, there's a lot of trauma that officers see. Are we helping them deal with those issues and making sure they get the supports to deal with the trauma they have every day so that they can go out and you know, respectfully interact with the public and protect the public. And so we have to acknowledge that. They see a lot in their jobs, and we have to give them the supports that they need to deal with those things, that trauma they deal with, and also make sure that the protocols for use of deadly force are addressed and they get the proper training on these things.
Very quickly, 30 seconds, what differentiates you from the other candidates?
Well, a commitment to service. As I mentioned, when I got back to my Roseland community, I started working on bringing community policing to Chicago when, as former Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter used to say, when the only office I held was the highest office in the democracy. I was just a citizen, a guy in my 20s who, when I saw something that needed to be done in my Roseland community, I stepped up and did it. And I've always done that. And I've always spoken out when I've seen something that is wrong, regardless of the position I've held and regardless of who put me there. And I've never been shied away from challenging the folks in authority. So that's what I intend to do as their attorney general.
That's Jesse Ruiz. He's a Democratic candidate for attorney general. He's currently Chicago Park District Board President. Mr. Ruiz, thank you so much for joining me this
morning. Thank you.